Hello, I'm Adam Smith. I'm the Programme Manager for Joint Dementia Research, and today is Friday the 20th of February. First of all, I should say that, as you'll be aware, it's been about 3 or 4 months since I provided my last update, and I plan to make this probably my last recording which documented the progress we're making in delivering the project, primarily because I think next week when we see our media launch of the system, I think this is should be no longer thought of as an initiative or a project, but something that hopefully will start to be embedded as a normal day-to-day way that we help people find a way of becoming involved in research and help researchers find volunteers for their studies. So rather than detail exactly what's happened since my update in October, I thought I'd just give you an update as to where we're at today. So we launched in July, piloting it only in North Thames initially, and then from October onwards we started to roll the service out across the rest of the country and other clinical research networks. And at that time, we also started to broaden out our promotion of it to the public, enabling memory services and NHS trusts across the country, research networks, to share materials and information. And also, as well, we started to work with charities, in particular, to promote the service using social media and online activity. That's been incredibly well received, and so far we have just over 1,850 volunteers registered, and we're getting about 100 people a week sign up now. And of course, we're really hopeful that after we've had the public media launch, that those numbers will start to increase dramatically. As I think you're aware, our overall aim was to try and get about 100,000 people enrolled to the service, and that will provide sufficient volunteers for all the dementia research, or at least half the dementia research that's going on across the country as things stand, of course, and we'd hope to increase that and consider broadening this out to other diseases, etc., in the future. So 1,850 volunteers, which is fantastic. We've learnt a few lessons along the way. We've added a few new questions that we wanted to ask people. We've changed some of the layout and some of the wording. We've just done our second round of materials, which presents the application form things a little bit differently. So we're constantly learning and listening to people as we've gone through through our development. I'm also pleased to say that in addition to having 1,850 volunteers, we've also now managed to enrol over 270 people into research studies. Of those 270, around 200 of them have signed up as healthy volunteers to a study that's looking at ways to prevent dementia and find new biomarkers for how we diagnose dementia in the future. The rest are actually people who have dementia themselves, either mild, moderate or severe, and they're participating in a range of different studies. The IDEAL study, which is looking at how we care for people differently, and drug trials such as the EXPEDITION study. All these studies that are currently in the system, we have information on all of them in the news section of the website, which is joindementiaresearch.nihr.ac.uk, if you'd like to find out more about the individual studies that we've been recruiting to. And of course, to enable us to recruit to those studies, we've been working really hard with the 15 clinical research networks, and more excitingly as well with the Scottish Dementia Clinical Research Network and Alzheimer Scotland, who those of you that regularly visit the website will have noticed in the last week, we now have the Alzheimer Scotland logo on the homepage and their phone numbers appearing as well, as they've now very kindly agreed to provide a helpline for people in Scotland to enable them also to register. So that's really exciting, and it shows that there's a continued commitment and an interest, not just within England, but across the rest of the UK as well. So we hope to build on that and also expand the service out across Wales and Northern Ireland as well. So we've been working with the researchers to put their studies in there. We're almost contacted on a daily basis now by researchers, really excited by the prospects of what this system could offer and the potential reach to volunteers. So it's really good from that perspective. And we're trying to be all inclusive as well and look at ways we can support university researchers and others as well, so that it's not all about just drug trials and clinical trials, but a range of different types of research that can help people to live well with dementia, or perhaps stay in their own home for longer a whole range of different study types we hope to support. So the service is really becoming a normal, everyday way that we recruit to studies, which is very exciting for us. Our lay champions group and other board members continue to be incredibly supportive in taking time out of their own day to promote it. And we're always looking for more champions as well. So if you'd like to become involved and like to be a champion, you can drop me an email, manager.jdr at nihr.ac.uk. We have a whole range of materials and leaflets and posters that we supply freely to people that want to take time out to display those for us and help us share more news. So that's probably all, really. As I alluded to earlier, we have our media launch next week, so this has been a very busy and exciting time, particularly for our hard-working people in the office, our communications team and our partners at Alzheimer's Society, Alzheimer's Research UK and Alzheimer's Scotland. In particular as well, who've been working very hard with us, and colleagues at the NIHR and Department of Health, trying to make the most of our launch and generate as much interest and news and enthusiasm about this fantastic new service we can. It's been a long time in the making. We know that patients and members of the public and charity supporters have been asking for a long time of a standard, easy way of engaging with research and finding out what's going on. And we truly believe we've delivered that through joint dementia research, and we hope to continue to improve on the system to make it more accessible and improve it as we go forward. So this is the last update I'm going to give on the programme. Thank you very much for those of you who have taken time to listen to my updates over the last 12 months. I might be tempted to provide the occasional update now and again, particularly when we hit some milestones or perhaps after our launch when I'm hopefully giving you more good news. But for now, thank you very much for your continued support. Please, if you haven't already, register. Tell people to register. Tell carers to register their family members. Please do spread the word, because it's been a long time since there have been any new treatments developed for dementia. And we want to use this system to help researchers to change all that. And really put our backing behind the extra government funding that's gone to make sure we can find people for studies. So thank you very much for your support. I hope you enjoy the website, and thank you again. Goodbye.